It was time to go to church, to my local church, in which I was very active in, and it was 6:30 and time for me to go to evensong. And during that service came a time of quiet and intercessory prayer. And in the time of quiet and waiting and praying and talking with the Lord, a voice suddenly came. It was an audible voice, and it was to me, Keith, saying, "I want you to sell your printing business." Well, I sat up with a start. It's very quiet. I looked to my right, and there's an elderly gentleman, and he was in prayer. He hadn't said anything. I hadn't heard anything. The service finished, and I walked out of the church with excitement, wondering what the Lord wanted me to do that for. And I walked home, and I told my wife, Pauline, what had happened, and we prayed about it and thought, well, we put it to the test. So Monday came, and that Monday evening we were sitting down, and there was a knock on the door. And there was a gentleman standing there saying, "Are you Keith?" I said, "Yes, I am. I believe that you have a printing business." I said, "Yes, I do. And I'm looking for some photographic equipment because I want to purchase some for my own business to expand." So I said, "Well, I can show you what the photographic equipment is like that I have. And where do you keep it?" I said, "It's in my garage." So he stepped into the garage. He looked at it, a printing down frame, process camera, developing equipment and photographic materials. He said, "This is just what I'm looking for." So I said, "Well, strangely enough, I'm going to sell it." So he said, "How much did you want?" I said, "Well, around about £1,100. So he said, "Well, would £1,000 be all right?" I said, "Yes." And out of his pocket, in his envelope, he had £1,000. He said, "I've got the van outside. I can take it right now." So I said, "Fine." And he took my equipment out of the garage and placed it into his large van and drove off. He came in and sat down and said, "Well, God certainly wants me to sell the business. I wonder where this is going to lead to." As the days passed by, it came to the weekend, and I was going to work on Saturday morning, and I went up to the premises where I was to start work, and there was a man standing at the door. He said, "I've got a problem. I believe that if you work printing presses." I said, "Yes, I've got two presses, yes." He said, "Well, one of mine is not working too well." So I said, "Well, do you like to look at my press and tell me if it's similar?" He said, "Well, yes, it's the same as that, but it's so old, it's not working really well. I wonder if you could come and help look at it and maybe repair it for me." So I said to him, "Well, would you like a new press? This is fairly new." He said, "Yes." So I said, "Well, I want to sell it." We worked out a price. He said, "If you can deliver me that press by the Saturday week, I'll pay you the money." So, duly, I sold the press. I went back to my works, and I had nothing to do the printing with. So I had to go around and tell my customers that no longer could I do the work for them. I had no idea what God wanted me to do. The following weekend, a friend of mine came round. We hadn't told anybody, by the way, not a soul, not the children, nobody. Not our families. My friend came round and said, "Keith," he said, "I've been reading the Church of England newspaper." I said, "Oh, have you?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I've seen this advert. And it's you, Keith. It's you." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Look, they want evangelists in the church army to come forward for training. And I believe God is calling you to that training as an evangelist and a worker for him." So I looked at the advert, looked at the requirements and thought, "Oh, well, that lets me off the hook. The maximum age is 40 and I'm nearly 40, so they won't want me." So we said, "Nothing lost." So I picked the phone up and phoned them up and spoke to them. And they said, "Would you like to come forward for selection?" I said, "But I'm nearly 40. "Well, that's okay. You can still come forward for selection, Keith." So I said, yes. I said, when's that likely to be? He said, next week, for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And you must bring your wife. So, that's what the Lord wanted me to do. To go forward for full-time training in ministry as an evangelist with the church army. So we went forward for selection. It was very interesting, very, very challenging, and very thought-provoking. The weekend came to a conclusion, and we all sat in this lecture room, and the person, the chief secretary, said that we would be hearing next week whether we are to go forward for selection or not for 3 years.